Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God. Our God is alive and He loves us and He's coming back soon. We don't have much time, but we have God who controls time. I love God. We're going to be in His presence. What a wonderful place to be is in His presence. And you don't have to wait till He returns to be in His presence. You can be in His presence at your will. You can believe on Jesus. And if you've done that, you can go in God's presence whenever you want to. Through praise and worship, considering His word, loving His word, honoring Him, loving people. The love of God attracts the Lord to you. And when we worship Him, God just can't resist it. He loves us. And when we're in an attitude of praise and worship, that's when the Lord can teach us and train us the most. When we love His people, we have insight. We have access to the insight, wisdom, and knowledge of God. I say it all the time. I learn more from the Lord when I willfully walked in love with people. When I was willing to, and obedient to love people, it was easy for me to understand the things of God. And He made many things clear and taught me much so that I could go forward. I love Him and I want to serve Him more and more. And you're not limited in Him. He can take you and what you give Him and multiply. And I don't believe in underestimating what God can do in a person's life. And every soul has a voice and something to say, a unique creative ability. And the love of God draws it out, brings it to the surface so that you can choose to operate in the gifts that God has given you. Your life is a gift. There are creative abilities in you, and they'll rise to the surface forever. And you'll be known for things that you may not know are there. And we grow from glory to glory. If you grow from glory to glory, you'll be grown in many ways. You will grow. You will mature. We have the ability to do the same things that God has set before us. Things that He has done. He made us in His image. And we need to follow Him. As we follow Him, we can go forward. We can live better. And God has a glorious purpose for us. As we fulfill it, we will love what happens. When we give God our life, He can take it and multiply, just like the little boy's lunch. He fed 5,000 men and their families with a little boy's lunch. What can He do with us as a person that's willing and obedient? There's great power. Many wonderful things happen when we do so. And the Lord loves us. He will always love us. And He will always watch out for us. And when you go to heaven, you're going to see the handiwork of God and what He's done in our lives. How He helps us to go forward. And I love Him, and I want people to know what He can do in and throughout our lives. We must get to know Him. And as we do, we go forward and not backwards. Now, when people do these things, when you set out to know the Lord, start with whatever interests you or whatever God gives you, whatever He puts on your heart. When you do so, you're able to increase. Remember, when things are not like they should be, it's not the final chapter. This is a chapter, but not the final chapter. And everybody has things that they have to deal with. because life can get interrupted fast. The enemy is trying to stop us. People we love and care about can agree with the enemy in different places in their lives. But God loves us and He don't give up on us. He will show you how to rise to the occasion. And though people may not always agree, and they may not always see your vision, even people that's before you in ministry, they may not see it either. Even pastors may not see what God is showing you. Remember Elijah, the widow woman had a son who, she was not a widow woman. The couple that allowed him to stay at their house, they made a room for him. He and his servant, when he was passing through, he could spend the night there. And she watched out for Elijah. And so when her son died, and she got in a carriage and she went to the prophet in faith. And the prophet didn't know what was going on. He saw it coming. He sent his servant out to see what was going on. And the servant said she told the servant all is well, because she knew that her son would be raised from the dead. But the prophet didn't see the whole picture. He even said, she has sorrow of heart and the Lord has hid it from me. And the Lord used the prophet to raise her son from the dead. Sometimes people don't see the challenges that are coming, the things that's happening, the things that's going forward. They don't see it. God don't show people everything. Sometimes you're going to have to trust God because He said do it. And that's just the way it is. And the Lord sets it up that way. Because when you're following Him, you can't measure these things. Some things He wants you to do and accomplish, nobody has ever done it in your surroundings, in your world where you live. And what God gives you to do is very important. And you're just going to have to trust Him. And if you trust Him, it's going to work. If you don't trust Him, you'll fail or you'll stop. And the Lord taught me that it was necessary for me to have the ability to trust Him when I cannot see. When I have no good reason to do what God gave me to do, except for my trust in Him. And there were many occasions when I just didn't know why God said do this or that. And you're going to run into this. And He'll have you to do unique things, but they're necessary. But if you keep going forward, you will understand. And you will love the wisdom of God. And you will know. You'll see the wisdom as He reveals it to you. I love taking Him at His word. It is wonderful. Remember, at our best level, we see fractions. Even after God shows you things, you still see fractions. But He knows, He evaluates everything, and He will use you according to His greatest and most perfect wisdom with all things considered. So when you trust in God, you're relying on His wisdom, His knowledge, His understanding. You know, let's bring it on home. Let's say you're a businessman. And you're starting out, and you hadn't run into all the troubles yet. But you had a friend that was a much greater businessman, a friend of your father, and he's watching out for you. He's made billions, and he knows how to help people, and he knows how to make money. And instead of, he's not dealing with thousands, he's dealing with millions and even billions of dollars. Now, He knows how to grow a business because that's what he do. He knows what to watch out for. He knows opportunities that are good and bad. And then he counsels you. Now, after you make your first million, your trust in him goes way up. His words are respected. And you know you're on the right track. And when you make your first 10 million, you know, you really appreciate his insight. Okay. And when you go to seminars and you listen to him and he talks to you, those are valuable times. And you see how, and you're able to help people in a greater way. And you're able to do more for your family and others and help them go forward. The impact is greatly appreciated. So when you follow God, it's multiplied. Now, some people will say, well, I don't know how to talk to God. We're going to solve that problem too. You commune with the Lord by receiving his word. You receive his word. His word is alive and his word works. And the very same situations that you see other people in the word of God, because it records what they've done. You'll look into their lives like David and Solomon. You'll see where they made mistakes. You'll see where they did well. You'll appreciate it. You will grow from glory to glory. And it will change you. It will change everything. And you'll have when you do well in life, you're going to see things in a much greater way. And you learn to trust God. And then when he relates to you by the word of God, and you'll have greater understanding, you'll have greater insight, you'll start understanding things that you never knew before. And guess what? You're going to love it. It's going to work. And the Lord can talk to you. He'll give you dreams. It's not like God go around and tell me everything, every little thing all day long. He give me something to do and I do it. And he brings things to my attention. I ask questions and he answers me. Now, with that, some things he say I know is him. Some things that he say I have to research it to see if it was him. Paul talked about trying the spirits. The enemy talks too, but his words are deceitful. And being honest with you, the enemy has said things that I couldn't tell. And so when the enemy speaks, it don't sit right in your heart. You have to pay attention. But if you believe God said something, you have to test it before you act on it. So you judge it by the word of God. You have to judge prophecy. You have to judge what he says. There is a consistency in all the things that God say do. And when I'm not sure, I say, Lord, I need a confirmation. Asking for a confirmation is not doubt. It's not doubting God. It's not slighting God. You have to do this sometime. This is what Gideon did. We don't have the skill to judge everything that God say in real time. Sometimes we have to learn revelation. We have to learn the word of God. We have to learn some things and to be able to judge what he's saying. So don't look at it as impossible. Now, Charles Capps taught in Confessions of Faith, using your words and your faith to get something done. So one of my confessions is I will do all this in his heart. All right, that gears my heart up to do what he say do, to trust him, to act on his word. And then I turn around and I confess that I hate deception. And I asked the Lord to guide me in a way that I'll know what to do. I ask him to help me kill all deception. And then I speak with my mouth. I hate deception. I will not be deceived. And then I ask him for clarification. I ask him to clarify his word. I confess that I know what to do. Even when I don't, I say it with my mouth that I know what to do. I'm saying it by faith, because faith will change my lack of knowledge into his perfect knowledge. And I'm not in a hurry. You don't have to feel rushed when you follow God. You have to be receptive to his words. What is he saying? What is he putting on your heart to do? Go with it. It's God. Whatever God says, it's three things it's going to have. It's going to have love in it, wisdom, and it's going to be holy. It's not going to do anybody wrong. It's going to build up. It's going to be according to what God told Adam. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. It's going to be wise. It's not going to be foolish. And you may not look, you know, you may not look outstanding when you do what God give you to do. It may look like it's not working for a time, for a while. Because what stage is it? If it's the building stage, you have to build. And other people have, you know, they receive a lot of money to do whatever it is they're doing. It's comfortable. It, you know, you can't look at that. What is God doing in your life? What he's doing in other people's lives, that's irrelevant to what he's doing in your life. How he uses other people, that's how he uses other people. What are your challenges? Some people have gotten things the wrong way, and the enemy make it look like you don't have it together. You can't go by how things are. Jesus said a man's life is more valuable than what he possesses. That what you possess don't define you. Your love for God does. Remember, everything we receive is in seed form. God takes you at your pace. He knows what you know, what you can handle. What speed of rate of growth and knowledge you can handle to not get in pride. Some people, if God give them knowledge, they'll get in pride over it. And some people, they will appreciate it and operate in the love of God. Some people will get it all messed up. So what we have to do is follow him, follow his wisdom, follow his word, never deviate, and it will work. You'll see things grow from glory to glory. But if you follow impulses, you're not going forward. And it can take a long time to get back on track if you follow impulses. When God gives you wisdom, he speaks to you through the word. He can speak to you by his spirit. He can give you dreams, visions. And he can counsel you. I was going to refinance my house to pay it off faster. And the Lord knew that this was not going to be a good move for me. So he gave me two dreams. One of them, I dreamt that I was working across the street, making the same amount of pay, but I had to break bricks all day. In other words, I was backing up. I was getting into a worse situation. And as we were proceeding forward, the rate was much higher than we thought, and it was not going to work. So I backed out of it. I had two dreams, meaning the same thing, that what I was, and it was in my heart to do this. It was hard for me to not do it, because I was looking at it from my perspective. But when God showed me the truth, I had to make adjustments. So when you have to, when God give you wisdom, you have to adjust to the wisdom. When, and you know, math don't lie. When we did the math, it was stupid for me to do this. And I backed out of it. And I waited. And I did it when the rates went down. And I'm much better off because of it. So when you go forward in the Lord, when you do it His way, it works out. You have to adapt to His wisdom. You can't go on your impulses. Sometimes the way what we see, we act on, trying to protect ourselves, but you don't have all the information. Just like the businessman in my analogy a few moments ago, when you're starting out, you don't know everything. And when you have somebody available to help you propel, it's wise to listen. And the Holy Spirit is here. He's better than any man. A man can't give you dreams in the night. A man can't give you visions. A man can't show you a picture which is worth more than 1,000 words. The Lord can show you things forming in real time, give you the best insight and wisdom. That was a man who, in the days of the Depression, he had money. And he used to lend money to people, and they would pay him interest for lending him the money. But he never lent his money without God's counsel. He would go in his prayer closet. He actually had a closet he would go in. And I heard this testimony years ago. And he would pray. And Kenneth Hagin gave his testimony. That's who I got it from. A man I greatly trust. So he would go in his prayer closet. And he'd go before the Lord. And when the Lord give him wisdom, then he'll go and the people that wanted to borrow his money, he lent it. Based on what God said. And he told Kenneth Hagin he never lost a dime. A lot of people had a lot of good ideas back in those days, and they wanted to borrow money, but their ideas would fail. Well, God knew what would succeed, and He knew what would fail. And He only lent money to those who would succeed. And then there were charlatans, that people that were trying to get money for nothing. Don't give your money to charlatans. When you see ministers that's always asking for money and they tell you how you're going to be blessed, if you do things the right God's way, if you give to a ministry in faith, it can bless what you're doing. That's true. But everybody's not right with God. How can you tell? How can you know? Do what the man did who was lending his own money. Go before the Lord. If you want to give to a ministry, go ask the Lord. I don't give money anymore to anybody unless the Lord directs me to. And when He does, then we're going to give. There are ministers I like to give to. And I don't give every month. I give when I can. Because I like what they're doing and they need it. Ministers, real men of God need the money to do what they're doing. But they are false brethren just like they are true brethren. They are false apostles just like they are true apostles. And the false ones are out there to absorb the money and strength of the church. And then they do worldly stuff. And their destruction is going to be terrible. Their appointment with hell is going to be bad. You know, the Lord told me the wolves, they can't get saved. The Holy Spirit is not going to give them repentance. But how can you tell? Guess what? On your own, you can't. You have to trust the Lord. God knows what's His, and He knows what has gone astray, and He knows what's not His. What investment is true? You're going to have, if you don't learn to trust God on some things, you're not going to give. And, you know, if God didn't tell you to do anything, you're free. You just do what's wise, do what's biblical. But you want to do something outstanding. Just start with doing what's biblical. Jesus said, learn of me. You don't have to go out and win the world today. Learn of him. You can't do it without him. Learn of him. And you'll be trained. God will train you, and he'll show you what to do. Enjoy life. When you enjoy life, when you love the people around you, and you include the principles that Jesus has taught, things are happening that's good. That's ministry all by itself. It can get your loved ones saved. It can point people in the right directions. The people that you're going to give advice to, God will help you do that. Don't lose your everyday life and the everyday opportunities. Don't miss out on them trying to do something magnificent. God's got you. He's got the future just like he's got the present. Trust him now. Trust him where you are. Trust him especially in foundational things. A lot of people, they're always looking to the future, trying to do something magnificent, and they're losing their present blessings. I've done it. I start with what's most necessary, but the people in my everyday life, I love them. I'm with them, and I want to be a blessing to them and enjoy them. I enjoy my interaction with everybody I know. I try to make the most out of every relationship, my friends, my family, my church family, my house, my wife and children. When the Lord puts, I pay attention to the Lord. When he tells me to call him and say something, I do it. And I'm always alert. I try to be alert to see what he has, what he would use me to do. And sometimes it's just your kind words that makes the day. Don't miss out on life trying to do something great. For God got you. Enjoy him. Enjoy your people. But learning to trust God, you will never regret trusting God. Ever. When you're in the trusting phase, you're doing what God said do. You're seeking him out. You're doing what he said do. It's working. You can't see everything, but it's working. Don't sweat it. Enjoy life. Follow the peace. And that's another way I stay on track. I follow the peace. I go back to what God said do in the first place. When the enemy tried to come and derail me, I use confessions. I say, Satan, you can't hinder me. I hate deception. And I ask the Lord to train me. How do I kill this deception problem? Because the enemy tries stuff. But one thing that gives me a great advantage, I hear the word all day long. I listen to the word. I listen to it. Whatever part of God's word he gave me to listen to. Today it was Genesis, and he had me listening to Genesis. Many times it's Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, sometimes Revelation, sometimes the Gospels. I love 1st and 2nd Peter. I preach about them all the time. But I listen at what God is doing for a reason. There are things he wants me to have faith for. He built me up so I can minister, and he built me up so I can live and thrive in my own life. And every time I study the word, it's not just to minister. Sometimes it's so that I can just enjoy his presence. God is good, folks. As you trust him, you do better and better. Now, I happen to be out of time again, but God is not. He's never out of time for you. He'll talk to you. And I want people to know that he loves us and he's there for us. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.